Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And we want to talk about this online health task force, which has been established by the government to combat the negative impact of social media on children. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has said social media companies can no longer be trusted to remove harmful content. He compares it to asking the tobacco industry to do the right thing. But what can be done to protect young people online? What should this new task force be looking at to address the concerns of parents in particular who are worried about the growing role technology plays in their children's lives? Well, we're joined now in the studio by its chair, children's rights advocate Gillian Van Turnhout. You're very welcome to the studio, Gillian. Thank you for joining us. So the Online Health Task Force, this is the thing that you've signed up to chair. The minister has described it as a public health emergency. You've been asked to develop a public health response. So what will that look like?
Well, the task force is coming together and a brilliant set of individuals are coming together. And my understanding is each of us, when asked, went, absolutely, let's put our hands up for this piece of work. It's very focused. It is focused on children and young people and their experiences online. And just to say, a lot of that experience, really positive, really beneficial that we've access to information online. What we want to, as a task force, focus on is those harmful impacts. So where children's well-being, their health, their emotional, physical, are all being targeted in many ways towards harmful content. And we, as a task force, very solution focused, we want to look at the evidence that's already there and then put forward recommendations to government, to the Minister for Health, and say, here's where action can take to safeguard, to provide those mechanisms, to put guardrails in, that it is a safer environment for children and young
people. So where will the focus be? Because we hear so much about social media, about TikTok and Snapchat and others. But are you also looking at the streams that children will watch when they're watching cartoons? And we think they're safe because they're watching YouTube Kids, for example.
Absolutely. The focus is on the online experience. So it can be from a games console. So I've talked to parents who say, I don't give my child access online. And next thing,
but have a switch.
They have a switch and they're in the chat room and they're meeting people and they're contacting. That is access they have. You mentioned YouTube Kids. That is a concern for me. Reading reports, parents perceive and understand that that is created content as if they sat them down in front of the TV to watch RTE Junior. It is not the same. Mm-hmm. It is not. There is clearly targeted content that is harmful for children that is coming in there. So we want to raise that public awareness for parents, but also engage with children and young people, understand their experiences. Look, I use online, you use online. We have a very different experience than what today's generation of children are using. And we will be working with children and young people, looking at the evidence, working with parents and bringing forward really pragmatic solutions that will hopefully, for me, I took this up because I want to positively impact the lives of children and young people.
Because
that will be my test.
Up to now, a lot of the responsibility has fallen on parents. You know, you should know what your children are watching. You should know how to put the parental controls in place. Yeah. You should be monitoring everything.
Yeah.
Was that fair as a strategy?
I don't think it's fair just to say public awareness, because we all, you know, I'll grab an unhealthy food even though I've read all of the information. So we need to do things to help. And I would equate it to, at the moment, you know, the state has a responsibility to bring in certain laws to ensure, and certain regulations to ensure that it's a safe environment. Mm-hmm. So would you know, if the state said, you know what, we're going to abandon all our road safety laws and take out our footpaths and say to children, find your way to school, we wouldn't. So I want to find where are those safe pathways that we can ensure that there are those spaces that provide that important access for children, that give them that online experience. But what we do know with AI, with the algorithms, with the mechanisms in play, there is very clear targeting of children and young people.
And is your starting point that of Stephen Donnelly's? And I said that he has said at the launch of this task force, social media companies can no longer be trusted to remove harmful content. Is that where you're coming from?
Well, give me evidence to the contrary. So I would absolutely agree. You know, they're commercial entities. They're running businesses. my role on the task force is to look at the evidence that is there and bring forward recommendations. We have a very defined time, which I think keeps that energy, keeps us focused. I have to produce an interim report in 6 months, a final report in 1 year's time. So that keeps us focused on the end goals. I don't have time to sit down and negotiate with companies. If they want to come forward with some meaningful way, absolutely. But I want to talk to everybody who has an opinion and expertise in this area, who can give us ways that we can recommend to keep Ireland's children safe.
Okay, that's interesting that you say you don't have time to even wait for them to come in, because I know when Minister Foley, the Minister for Education, asked the social media companies to come and meet her, some of them didn't even turn up. So you're saying you're not going to be in that situation?
I'm not going to be in that. For me, I want to affect change. So if somebody wants to bring forward a way that they can make the online experience for young people safer, I'm really open to hear that. Mm-hmm. But my role is not, you know, nowhere in the terms of reference does it say start negotiations.
Your job is to come up with a public health response for this, for the government of Ireland, as opposed to negotiating with these huge international companies.
Exactly. I can't save the world, but what I can do is hopefully come forward with some safeguards, with mechanisms that will make that online space, that experience, that positive experience we all want it to be. I think Ireland has a way. We, you know, you talked about tobacco. We were early with the smoking ban. Mm-hmm. So I think there are things that are within our powers, and we need to look what's within our powers. What can we do to make that difference? How can we as a society work together? So work with children and young people, work with parents, work with all of us, work with the media, to make that online space safer. Yeah. And let's do those actions.
I mean, using the example of tobacco, I mean, it didn't seem it at the time, but when you look back now, it was a simple thing to do. You cannot smoke indoors in a public place. This is far more complicated, isn't it? You're dealing with algorithms targeted at young people, specific algorithms for different age groups and so on. It is deeply complex, isn't it?
It is deeply complex, but also some of the responses may not need to be so complex. Like, I can remember when the smoking ban was coming in and we were going, oh, well, maybe it's not that bad. Once it was in a week or two, and everybody thought in advance, if you remember, oh, we're going to have to police this and it's going to need enforcement. The public bought into it. And that's what I would like to see, is the public actually said, yeah, this is good for our health. We understand. So there are ways that the state and public health can take an action. But that actually changes our behaviours. Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily need all these enforcement powers, because the public buy into that. We see it with seatbelts in cars. Of course, we need the reminder and the legislation is there. But I've seen children in cars saying, no, I have to put on my seatbelt before you move the car.
So there's buy-in there. Yeah. We have a question in from a listener on algorithms, the systems that are pushing people to stay online and the addictive nature of online interactions. How big of an issue do you view algorithms that target different groups?
Algorithms are massive. And look, we all fall foul of them. Anybody, I'm sure all of your listeners will say, well, that was an hour of my life I won't get back. I went down a rabbit hole. We know, you know, there are reports to clearly show in evidence that a young person, so a teenager, will join an online platform. Within 20 minutes, they will get harmful content. If I join with my likes, I won't get that. Mm-hmm. What does that tell me? They are deliberately being targeted. And we need to expose that.
Yeah, I suppose the tech companies can turn around and say, we can't do what you're asking us to do. And what happens then?
I think the tech companies, we need to put it forward. And I this is where I will be looking at the range of measures. I believe there are ways we can do it. I think there are ways that we need to explore, whether it's age verification. Are there other mechanisms that we can use? Do we create some safe spaces for children and young people? I don't have the answers, mm-hmm. because I don't want to pre-cook the results, but we have the evidence. So my starting point is the evidence. We're not going out to do more research. We're saying the evidence is here. So now with that evidence, let's look to see what are the measures, what are the safeguards that we can put in place.
So you will be using the evidence to develop levers for the government to pull. Is that a fair way to describe it?
That's a really fair way to describe it.
Because we have the Digital Services Act, don't we?
Which is a big lever that the government could choose to use.
Right. And are you at a stage yet where you can say the government should choose to use that? Because the fines are up to 20 million euro in those cases.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really important tool that will be there. And it's one of the tools we will be considering. And we will come forward, whether it's in the interim report or our final report. We haven't had our first task force meeting yet. It's set up this week. We have our first meeting next week. Mm-hmm. So like we are going to move quickly. But we will look at that evidence, look at the levers and come forward with actions.
The Irish Medical Organisation, we know, that called for an outright ban on phones for under 16s. Is that something that you will be considering?
We will consider everything. I suppose personally, I have to say the word ban is not a word I find easy. I think there are other ways that we may be able to do it. But I understand what the Irish Medical Organisation is why they're proposing mm-hmm. that. So I would like to see what is the way that we can get most buy-in, get that effective change that leads us all to have that behavioural change as well.
Yeah, like, well, I think a lot of people sat up and listened when they heard the Irish Medical Organisation coming out and saying social media content is overwhelmingly destructive to children. Like, it's an extraordinary thing to say.
I think for all of us, we all also have to be role models, because if we all look at our engagement and how social media has changed, how our online content has changed and is continuing to change and evolve, like I'm certainly seeing, you know, it has greatly changed in the last 5 years, last 10 years. You know, so this is an evolving piece. And I think we need to take all of that information. The US Surgeon General has asked that young people not be allowed on social media. You know, so there's a lot of medical evidence there. I want to know what can we do that will really make the difference, rather than me just saying, isn't this aspirational? Wouldn't this be lovely to do? I want to affect change.
Yeah, I suppose the problem is, and people listening to this, they might welcome that action is being taken, but also might feel that the horse has bolted, you know, that it's a little too late to be doing something now. What do you say to that?
I have no doubt when we're engaging with children and young people, because the research will show me, is at different age groups, they're having different experiences. That is changing all the time. It's our responsibility. We're the adults. We have to step up. Me saying, oh, well, it's too late. It's not too late. We've a whole generation of children and young people. It's on our watch. We need to step in and see what safeguards can we put in place. If I'd said to you, look, we all know the harms of smoking. Look, it's gone.
But as we say, you know, as we have said here, and you've said it very clearly, we have the evidence. You know, we have the evidence of the harms. Why can't action be taken now as opposed to waiting for a year for a report from a task force?
Because We have to look at what are those appropriate levers, how you know, when do you do each thing, that how they interact with one another. I think a year is a very tight time frame, but I'm energized by that. You know what I mean? It is a really ambitious time frame for us, but I think this is the way for us to do it. And as the minister said, that we will come out with an interim report if we see something really early on.
That can be done now.
We will immediately advise the Minister for Health. Like, we're not going to wait to have some big unveiling. My focus is on the affecting change. It's not us as a task force. Mm-hmm. It's about the impact we can have.
So interim suggestions in 6 months, but we might hear from you before then.
You might hear, and because I don't want to preempt, it's the task force will come together. We've some brilliant expertise around the table. We have some young people. So we really will be working together.
All right. Well, Gillian, we look forward to hearing from you in at least 6 months' time. Thank you so much for being with us. Gillian van Turnhout is chair of the new Online Health Task Force.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.